And welcome to Stop the Presses here on the 17th of December, 2018. Your host, Mark Anderson. And I've had some pretty interesting guests so far. I'm wrapping up the second week going into the third week of this new show here on RBN. Thanks again to John Stattmiller for bringing me back on board. As many know, I used to do a show on here between 2008 and 2012, and there was a little bit after that, but those were the main years. I'll have some miscellaneous announcements throughout the show. One is check out ukcolumn.org. That's ukcolumn.org. I was on that British-based TV internet show today. I'm a semi-regular guest on there. It went live at 7 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Eastern, but you can watch it on the archive. Just check out the one dated today, ukcolumn.org, right at the top of the website for today's date, the 17th of December. I'll probably reiterate that a little bit later, along with some other miscellaneous headlines. But today's guest is Orlene Curla. She's head of the California Eagle Forum. I've known her for several years, always known her to be a very solid researcher, and she's an author on smart meters and other related topics. But today she's going to give us some direct experiences and her perspective from the experiences of others as well in California on these mysterious and very dangerous and very bizarre so-called wildfires that have been going on in California, particularly last year and this year. History shows California has a history of this, and they say there's things like fire breaks that used to be built in have been taken away under environmental edicts. And there very well may be some truth to that, and we'll get into that a little bit. But it seems now, ladies and gentlemen, to far surpass that aspect of things, and it's gotten into much more mysterious and disturbing realms in terms of what's been happening and why and how such monstrously dangerous and deadly fires have been raging in such a constant and widespread manner. So with that intro, I want to bring Orlene on board. Orlene, you out there?
Sure. Thank you, Mark. It's nice to be a guest on your show and pleasure to be with you. Mark is this amazing author himself and writer who's been exposing the truth about what's going on in our world and nation for many, many years. So it's a pleasure to be with you.
I think I'm on your show now. Well, it goes either way, right?
Right.
At any rate, yeah, thanks for being on board here, especially on board with this issue. And you're speaking now from direct experience. Let's start there. We're talking Santa Rosa, California, the area where you live. And the fires last year were just about as bad as this year. And they had the same anomalies. And even to use the word anomalies is being extremely kind here, in my opinion. But take us, let's start with your own experiences, and we'll talk a little bit about the books you've written, much of which is relevant to this. But let's start with your own experiences in Santa Rosa last year. What came about and what happened?
All right, it was December 9th. It was Sunday afternoon. We had three house guests in our home. We live on a home that's on 8 acres out in the county area, and we were just having an enjoyable afternoon, and then we noticed these amazing high winds that came out of nowhere. It was like 60 to 80 mile an hour winds and enormous heat, 90 degrees. And this time of year, California does not normally have such hot, hot weather. And also, we live near mountains. There's a mountain range behind us, and all over Rincon Valley where I live, we're kind of protected by mountains. That usually prohibits such enormous winds coming. So that was very highly strange as well. So we went to bed that evening thinking, wow, what strange weather. We had also noticed enormous chemtrails over Santa Rosa for 3 days before these fires, and they were very thick that Sunday as well. So we went to bed that evening, and we took the telephones downstairs upstairs because we didn't want our house guests to be disturbed. So we had friends that were trying to call us at 1 in the morning, and nobody heard the phones ringing. At 2:30, a fireman arrived and knocked on their door loudly, and my daughter, who lives with us, raised her window above the door where he was knocking and said, "What's going on?" He said, "You have to evacuate at once. There's a big fire ridge coming over the mountain behind you." And sure enough, that's exactly what we saw. So my daughter thanked him. She forgot to lower the window. She quickly ran and got our house guests awake, and my husband and I and our house guests virtually already had things packed, and so they just took off. And Kurt looked out our balcony, took pictures of this fire ridge coming, and it looked like we had a little while left. And so my daughter, who is a school teacher, took a shower, thinking that was a smart thing to do because she'd be back teaching school that day. We had no idea how terrible this was going to be. And I put a few things together, especially my computer. And, you know, we've experienced a house fire ourselves back in 1984, so I should have been better prepared. We actually do have a suitcase ready with provisions to take in a moment's notice, but you're not thinking very clearly. So all I put together was some apple juice and some chips and my computer and a little suitcase with a change of clothes. And we each had a car, so we each took our cars. There were three cars going down the road. But before we left, we had a family prayer, and I told my husband to give our home a blessing, which he did. I think that maybe helped. And then we left, and the cars were just back to back. They were going 5 miles an hour. Everyone was being forced to head south, and we ended up in a Safeway parking lot where we stopped and tried to figure out what we were going to do now. And listening to the radio, well, this was going to be much more serious than we ever thought it was going to be. So we spent the night with my daughter-in-law's parents, who live in Cotati, farther south. And then the next day, we found out from a friend who had been able to get into the Little League field to see our property that our home had miraculously survived. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Getting all teary-eyed just remembering these details, but all around us, everything was gone. The home behind us, their home, all their property gone. The home at the right of us, our favorite neighbors, the only Republicans in our neighborhood, their home was totally gone. Across the street, the home gone. Two houses down, another home and property gone, and then to the right of us, two more houses.
I can't resist that little bit of humor. This was a nonpartisan fire. But all that aside, this very serious and very troubling and very saddening event and course of events, what we had discussed.
My first thought, and I still think that, I wondered, it was our home able to survive because we were the only home that did not have a smart meter? And I still believe.
Yeah, I was going to say that we had spoken a little bit.
Part in this.
Yeah, that we had spoken a little bit off the air just to get a little bit of a talking points in order so we, you know, make sure we don't leave out anything important. And let's start there. We're starting with your own experience, which gives you the most, gives everyone the most reliable information that's listening live and on the archive. And from there, we have what appears to be a very important distinction, and that is that you had either had a smart meter removed and had a analog one put back on, or you never had a smart meter in the first place, whichever way it was.
We never had one in the first place.
Yeah,
I was one of those that was fighting the whole smart meter issue back in 2010. Part of a group here in Sonoma County would stand out in front of the trucks that were supposed to deploy the smart meters. They use a military term. And we would form a chain, arm to arm, and not let them get in. So we were adamantly opposed to these. And we, Eagle Form of California, was part of the group that were able to finally get California an opt-out. So people could opt out of the smart meters, which we did right immediately.
A real quick question is, can people still opt out? I want to get that real quick.
Yes, they still can in Southern California, Southern California Edison, and PG&E, Northern California. And they're fighting a battle up in really Northern California next to the Oregon border, where they have a large group protesting and fighting this. And so they're getting an opt-out there as well.
Okay, before we get too far afield, let's get back to the essential. We'll get more into that later. We got a break in about 10 minutes, but the key here then is your home didn't have a smart meter. Virtually all or all the ones around you did. Why is it that you think that distinction matters? What appears to have been at least a contributing cause to the fires in and around Santa Rosa last year, almost a year ago, or a little over a year ago? What made it look like the smart meter mattered, the fact that you didn't have one?
Well, I actually wrote a letter to the editor for our Press Democrat paper saying how I had a friend who is an electrical engineer who actually worked for the Department of Defense, who did tell me that when these big power lines went down, and that's what most everyone is trying to blame the fires on, the PG&E power lines were blown down by the horrendous winds, and then that created an arc that went into all of the smart meters and caused these smart meters to explode. An analog meter, which we have, is grounded. It also doesn't have any radiation in it, no RF chip that would cause it to explode. And so a smart meter was just fine. But everyone I know who had an analog meter was just fine. Everyone I know who had a smart meter, that smart meter exploded in these fires. And maybe it didn't totally destroy the home, but most of them it did. And that's what this man, his name is Bill Bathgate, the expert who's the electrical engineer, he said that when an arc happens and the smart meter explodes, it creates an electrical fire, and the electrical fire is so much hotter than a normal fire, up into the 4,000 degrees. And that's why all of the metal was melting in these homes, even ceramics. Everything was melted except maybe the brick fireplaces. And you'd go to one home after another, and you'd see a little bit of the fireplace still standing, but everything else gone, refrigerators, washing machines, any other appliance. And so that is one theory. But after
the appliances, if you don't mind if I interject, the appliances would be plugged in. So it stands to reason, although I'm far from an expert, that it stands to reason that because they were plugged into the, you know, wall outlets, that they succumb to this extra hot fire. Again, mainly the winds blowing down power lines, creating these surges. And then the surges flowing to the house, the smart meters having a much lower threshold or a very low threshold to explode when these extra big surges happen. And then that leading to each of the house, which is most of the houses, having the smart meters. And that would at least partially explain, to some extent, we'll be careful here, the shocking and mysterious, in a way, uniformity of complete destruction of the homes. I mean, complete obliteration. Some commentators saying that it looked like the homes burned from the inside out, not the outside in. So therefore, they asked the question, how could it be an external fire that's coming from afar, coming from the distance, and then moving in on your community, having to burn something, otherwise it couldn't move in on your community? That something is anticipated to be trees. After all, they call them forest fires, wildfires, the misnomer, in my opinion, campfire. At any rate, that would be one way of explaining if, in fact, the fires did burn from the inside out. Smart meter would definitely be a culprit here, a chief suspect, we might say.
That's right. And as people were fleeing their homes, especially in the Coffee Park area, so many of them said they heard a pop-pop explosion as they were being evacuated. And that, you know, certainly sounds like a smart meter exploding. In this same article, I wrote about an experience in Stockton on March 30th, 2015. There were many smart meters that also exploded because a big a truck had hit a power line and caused the top line to fall down to the bottom, also creating this surge. And it went into 5,000 homes in Stockton. left them without any electricity and also caused fires. And again, the residents said they heard the sound of a pop, and it shook the whole house, and some of the homes were really terribly burned. And they also saw flames coming out of their sockets inside the homes. So that was more evidence of this.
What would at least begin to explain, we got a break in about 4 minutes, what would at least begin to explain this complete annihilation of these homes? And I'm speculating a little, but, you know, especially modern homes are heavily decked out in wiring. So if there's this kind of mega surge, the house and the walls and the floors and much of the house being wired, that would explain the completeness of the burning, the comprehensiveness of it.
Yes, but then there are other reasons, and I'm afraid I tend to now believe the other reasons after what has happened with the Paradise fires. And do you want me to say that now, or do you want me to tell you that after the break?
Well, we can kind of knock on the door, as they say, and then we'll get more to it after the break, which is a short segment. Then after the bottom of the hour, we have another longer segment. But this is the thing. We can postulate. So far, we've talked about the Santa Rosa situation, which was about a year ago. And then we've got the, fires from this year. And I wrote down a title of a potential article, and it's my own, The Cremation of Paradise. And I've actually seen some people use the word cremation, that the destruction and annihilation of homes and businesses, not just in Paradise, but particularly there, is so complete and so all-encompassing that they couldn't think of any other word.
That's right. To compare it to what happened in Santa Rosa, we lost 5,000 homes, 42 people killed. Paradise lost 19,000 structures, 14,000 homes, and 86 people killed. And it was the biggest catastrophe that California has ever had.
Yeah, and these are just official estimates. There were people speculating. I'll use the word speculating for now, that because of the total completeness of the annihilation of these homes, the cremation of the homes and businesses, that human bones having been evidently reduced to dust, that the death rate could be far higher, and it's just very, very difficult to distinguish between people who left the area and maybe haven't been heard from, and those, God save their souls, that perished in that pyre, that funeral pyre, you might say.
Told the truth, but there are reports on the news now that they had at one time 1,000 people missing. Now they're down to maybe 3 or 4 people missing. So we're hoping they've been able to be all accounted for, but who knows? You know, maybe we're not being told the truth. I've discovered we're not being told the truth about a lot of things in our world today.
That caught my eye too, Orlean, is that the numbers would vacillate so much. Oh, there's 1,000 people missing. Oh, now there's 4. Okay, did you find them alive? Or, does that mean that many more had perished than you're willing to admit? Well, we have those messages coming up. We'll be back for more here, ladies and gentlemen, on Stop the Presses with Orlean Curla of the Eagle Forum of California on the California Fire. Stay tuned.
Biggest steers and sales as big as trees.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So you'll be an Austrian nobleman, commissioning a symphony in C, which defies all earthly descriptions. You'll be commissioning a symphony in C.
And we're returning to Stop the Presses here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host, Mark Anderson, 17 December 2018. My guest, Orlene Curla of the Eagle Forum of California. We're talking about the mysterious and deadly California fires last year and this year. Orlene, the situation, like we began to infer right before that last break, while it involves smart meters and they need to be investigated, and we'll talk about those more after the break, especially the question of the liability of these utilities if their meters are prone to explosion and causing such fires. There's a lot going on in Northern California in terms of activism, and I understand it's bringing a lot of people together. And under that rubric or under that umbrella, other causes are being contemplated beyond smart meters. Isn't that correct?
Well, the word do, a directed energy weapon, but the more people are looking, especially at the pictures of what has happened at Paradise, the more people are beginning to suspect that's what really happened. And they're believing that maybe, you know, the smart meter puts out a digital signal, just like an RFID chip. And they believe that whoever was doing this were using the smart meters as the guide of how to hit these homes with direct energy weapons. And the fact that you'll see homes surrounded by lovely green trees, green grass, nothing that shows a fire coming from a wildfire behind them. There's no trace of any of that. You just suddenly see a home hit and wiped out, totally obliterated, down to fine powder, the cement foundation gone, and green trees and bushes and grass standing around the tree. And then the next property, totally gone, the same thing, surrounded by grass and trees. And then maybe it'll skip a home. And then a whole huge area of one home after another gone, with a row of beautiful tall trees in the middle and on the sides of these homes. That just doesn't happen with a normal wildfire or forest fire that's coming raging in on these homes. And so there's just no other explanation for it. It could happen with the smart meter exploding by itself, but what is signaling this fire to come to that home? And, you know, my first idea was that it was because of the power lines that were downed, and this had created a surge to all of these smart meters. But they're saying in Paradise, there were homes that were not hit by any wild fire coming from hot, hot winds. The winds had died down, and yet these homes were just still hit one after another.
The enormity of what happened in Paradise. Paradise seems to represent the footprint of something that would be beyond simply smart meters themselves. They might still be a contributing factor. One theory being that they provide kind of a RFID beacon for some suspected directed energy weapon. And I would mention that the Air Force and its major contractors, major military contractors, make no bones and do not try and hide the fact that they have and have had DEW, directed energy weapon programs, for a number of years, ladies and gentlemen. This, of course, knocks on the door of Judy Wood's theories about what happened to the Twin Towers in 9/11. Some of the same anomalies, no toilets left, no 110 floors, and no sign of any wiring. Can you imagine the miles of electrical conduit in a building like that, 110 floors, each an acre in size? Maybe that's another discussion, but there is some analogy there. But yeah, Paradise seems to signify a whole nother level, and nothing can be left off the table, really, when you consider the enormity of it, Orlean. And I think that when you mentioned that the occasional home is spared and that home that is spared looks untouched, that even adds more suspicion, because if it's in the path, if you have a home that's gone, another that's gone, another that's gone, and you skip one, and then the one immediately following is gone too, how is it even possible that if it's a natural fire that that one house could have been skipped?
Exactly. And that's what everyone say when they come to our home in Santa Rosa. We have pictures of where the fire came to our property line and stopped, which is
another
quite
thing,
miraculous.
Another thing,
and
I can't help but
interject. The prayers that we had, but
I'm sorry.
It's just remarkable. I totally agree. The other interesting fact is that none of these unbelievable fires that totally wipe out even the foundation of the homes happened before smart meters came to California. And yet we had pictures of the same pathway of these fires that supposedly were coming from wildfires back in, I think it was the 1960s. But no homes were obliterated like this. It was you'd see the walls of the home still standing. You'd see the refrigerator still inside. Nothing metal was melted. So these fires are truly a totally new anomaly, like you said, and something no one could comprehend before smart meters.
I would mention, too, that how the streets are so clean, even though they said these high winds are blowing hot embers all over and ash and materials, and the streets look like you could eat off of them.
We'll
get into what's going on activist-wise and some more of these issues right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen, here on Stop the Presses. Stay tuned.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens.
Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Show here on Stop the Presses, 17 December 2018, again ukcolumn.org. today's show, go to ukcolumn.org, check out the top video for today featuring Patrick Henningsen of 21st Century Wire, Mike Robinson, UK Column co-editor, and yours truly, dissecting certain issues including Senate Joint Resolution 54, which passed the Senate. It had been espoused and pushed forward a lot by Rand Paul, the Kentucky Republican, and that is to put a little bit more of a hold on executive power in terms of the military, citing the killing in Yemen, and that the Trump administration, which inherited the situation from Yemen largely, should basically try and turn the page on this and reduce the U.S. military footprint in Yemen, which is arguably one of the Trump administration's weaker areas in terms of its foreign policy, even while its domestic policies. The Trump administration is doing a lot of things that can be seen as good, and good for U.S. nationalism, good for U.S. sovereignty. But like all people in power, there's always a mixed bag to a degree. So Senate Joint Resolution 54 is covered in that UK column broadcast. Check it out. At any rate, my guest today, Orlean Kurla of the California Eagle Forum, we're discussing the California wildfires, their severity, their deadliness, their mystery in some ways. The call-in number, if you have questions or want to comment, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Orlean, I understand that particularly due to what happened in Paradise, but the overall situation too, that a silver lining here is that people, liberals and conservatives, sometimes some way to the right, sometimes those considered way to the left, are finding this to be an issue that they can unify around, that they can come together around, particularly Northern California, Southern Oregon. And I know that in terms of different ideas and insights and theories, directed energy weapons, smart meters, and other factors that may play a role in this, up to possibly including atmospheric spraying, and that could be putting chemical residue and heavy metal residue on the trees and forest that would make the initial starting of the fire more likely. There are different factors and different insights out there, but these are all being taken into account. And I understand people are beginning to unify and really ask a lot of hard questions. How is that going? What do you understand is happening lately?
Well, that's true. And what is nice, there are conference calls that go on weekly, uniting people and finding out this information and fighting together. So in Southern California, or Southern Oregon and Northern California, close to the Oregon border, they have united and they are having success fighting the power company there that's trying to bring in smart meters. And that's where my article was published. The Press Democrat here in Santa Rosa would not publish it, but up in Wairika in Siskiyou County, they published it. And I'm hoping that helped a lot of people decide we do not want one of those smart meters, do we? So that is helping. And people are also, thanks to the internet, beginning to find amazing YouTubes that are revealing the truth about so much of this. A year ago, there was maybe one YouTube that suspected there might be a direct energy weapon involved, especially in Santa Rosa. In Santa Rosa, we actually have four big companies that produce the lasers that could be used for direct energy weapons. And of course, none of them were affected by the fires. They escaped beautifully. There was a little.
Let me stop you there, Arlene. I can't help but stop you there. Do you mean up to and including defense contractors in the greater Santa Rosa area? Is that what you mean?
Yes. And we have some amazing technological companies here that actually produce the lasers. And none of them were hurt at all by these fires, even though a school, a little elementary school, on the property of one of these companies was totally destroyed. My daughter was teaching at the school, the major school, and this was a little satellite school part of it. So 125 families lost their homes because of that satellite school being destroyed and adjacent homes around it. And
on what property was the satellite school located again?
Used to be Hewlett Packard, and they changed their names. I can't remember what it's called now. That's one of the companies that produces lasers.
And then produces lasers. I was expecting to hear Northrop Grumman or McDonnell Douglas. What are some of the other companies, do you know offhand, that are also into the laser field of research and application?
I don't have those before me, but I could find that out for you.
Oh, maybe we'll post it on the. Yeah, sorry.
Santa Rosa is a big area for this, as well as Silicon Valley, and of course we have Lockheed Martin close by,
and as you mentioned,
these companies are very proud of the fact that they advertise. We now have silent weapons for quiet wars. We don't have to have boots on the ground with troops anymore. They can just send their direct energy weapons and destroy a target with precise way of doing this.
Silent weapons for quiet wars. That really sticks in my mind and is going to stick in my mind. I'm going to have to post that somewhere. Silent weapons for quiet wars, probably for the notation for today's radio show at republicbroadcasting.org on the archive where people can listen to this show later. Before we mention the unity of people and their activism, just to kind of complete circle on possible causes here, we've got the smart meters that can be overwhelmed by surges and have a low threshold for blowing up and causing extra hot electrical fires. We've got the possibility that atmospheric spraying is creating more combustibility on the ground. I think that one is a little, a little bit of a weaker argument, at least in terms of vegetation, because while some vegetation burned or was singed, if that theory were a strong theory, you would think that vegetation would be the most vulnerable to these fire-inducing fallouts. Yet, I guess it's possible that maybe some of that residue, some of the atmospheric fallout, if you will, might have made the homes more vulnerable to ignition. Whatever the case, I don't know that that theory is as strong as the smart meters. And then with directed energy weapons, it's not like they don't exist. The only question is, it's not their existence. It's not their ability to destroy things. There's not much of a question there. The question is, and this comes back to the activists up north, if they are seriously entertaining beyond smart meters and looking at silent weapons for quiet wars like lasers, why in name of hell would they do this to their own country? That question is unavoidable because the implications are absolutely frightening that anyone could knowingly and willfully do this or allow it to be done and not intervene. That's the part that the average person, even in alternative media, even consumers of alternative media, they're going to ask that question. And I'm not saying you have the answer. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But I've got to think this group up north is having to contemplate this because they're going to be opened up to criticism. What are you saying? Do weapons, DEW? Are you crazy? Would anybody do this to their own country? And yet,
well,
deep state,
For those of you who are familiar with the term Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, which it is now called, and I wrote a whole book about this. It was called California's Water Crisis, Do You Smell a Fish? We've discovered that for a long time, the government is trying to drive people into denser populations, get them off the rural land. They're following a map called the Wildlands Project map. I'm sure you're familiar with that, Mark.
Yes, vast tracts of rural land would be returned to kind of a wild state. Animals would be allowed to proliferate, but while wild animals would be allowed to proliferate, human occupation would be minimal to zero, and everybody following the global cities grid that I've written about would be stacked and packed into cities, because this is the future vision of our rulers behind the rulers.
That's right. And when you see some of the areas that have been burned, that is exactly the areas on this map that they want people driven out of. They want us to be driven into tightly controlled, big, huge, large population cities. And there's actually a map you can find called America 2050, where it actually shows these large, I think it's like 11 large, they call them mega regions. And when you have a mega region, you have at least 10 million people in one.
I'm not hearing you right. Your voice cut out for a moment there, Arlene. You said 10 million people. What was that?
10 million people will be in what is known as a mega region, and it's classified as a mega region.
And where do you find this again? What document is this?
It's very easy to find on America 2050. They're very proud of their mega region map. This is what the globalists envision for North America by the year 2050. And we no longer have nations. You see that Canada, the United States, and Mexico are all one big North America. The mega region for Seattle, Washington crosses over into Canada. The mega region for San Francisco is combined with Los Angeles. And then there's a huge mega region for San Diego crossing on into Mexico. And you'll see the same for the East Coast, for Texas area crosses over into Mexico. And when you match that map with the other map of the Wildlands Project, how they want to drive us into these tightly controlled, large populated areas, that's about the only thing that is making sense of why these fires are happening. And here in Santa Rosa, before the fires happened, last summer, there was actually a map that was kind of drawn up for the Coffee Park area where they wanted to change it and have it into high-density, low-cost housing. And how are they going to do that when all this area was already filled with single-dwelling homes? Well, now about 60% of those people are not going to rebuild. And so, of course, they can totally change what they wanted to have in their first vision. And this was statements made by our Board of Supervisors. They were saying, build, baby, build. How we have to have higher density, low-cost housing for the people who are homeless in Santa Rosa and be able to, and then, of course, bring in a fast train, which has been built and would go right through that area. They want us to have transportation that is no longer cars. They want us to be on mass transit, buses or trains, get us out of our cars. That's why every railroad area is coming in with these, well, not every railroad area, but this smart train is coming in, and we have all of our streets that have been redesigned now, so we have bicycle paths on the sides of all the streets. And that's one of the problems with the people getting out of Paradise, because of the streets that used to be a two-lane street now being changed, so they had bicycle lanes that people had to go moving so slowly, and many of them just had to abandon their cars on the side of the road and flee. I have a picture of hundreds of cars just being abandoned on the side of the road in Paradise. And that's the other interesting thing. These cars look like they've been hit by direct energy weapons, where the total insides are out, the glass has been melted, the all electrical appliance parts are gone, the aluminum is melted, it's down to the steel frame, and the rubber is melted.
Yeah, and I noticed that in a lot of those pictures, the cars were some distance away from, in many cases, trees, and usually well removed from any households, just out on the road as if they were individually or in small groups, kind of zapped. And it's just bizarre. Now, we are getting a couple callers, Orlean. I'm seeing this here. I thought that very well could happen with this particular issue, especially. We are coming up on the break. We might be able to forego that. I'm not sure. I'll see. At any rate, no, we'll... signaling some stuff here. Well, let's go ahead and take the first caller, Sammy from Washington, and then we'll keep you past the break if you need it. We're going with the break. I misspoke there. Sammy from Washington, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hey, Sammy.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'd just like to confirm some of what your guest is saying with my own personal experience from a wildfire here in 2014 in Washington State.
Okay, just so you know, there'll be an ad momentarily, and just hang on after that ad, but go right ahead.
Yeah, well, so in 2014, June 2014, we had a similar kind of weather where they were chemtrailing, atmospheric spraying here for about a week preceding the fire. The temperature went way up, and the winds picked up, and then a fire started, and it resulted in a 300,000-acre fire that burned approximately 300 homes. And then following the fire, they were still heavily chemtrailing the area. And same thing, a lot of houses with smart meters on them burned up, and some of the ones that didn't have smart meters did not burn. But also this area, if you look at the Agenda 21 map, is red. They want, it's like pristine wilderness. They want everybody off of this area. And they can do that not just by using fire. If there's fires elsewhere, the air quality here there's been fires every year since then, and the air quality here is horrendous, so bad that you just don't want to be here. So
And where do you live? What town?
I'm close to a town called Pateras. It's in the Okanagan Valley in central Washington.
Okay, hey, hang on, Sammy, for these quick messages, and the other caller as well. Please hang on. We'll get them both in. We'll be right back here on Stop the Presses.
We're guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're returning here to Stop the Presses. 17 December 2018. We need to get right to addressing the caller. Sammy, do you have any final comments?
No, just basically to say that everything that your guest has brought up is valid. And the same thing happened here in 2014 and then again in 2016. Very similar circumstances. I think the 2014 fire here was probably a beta test for something much bigger, obviously what happened in California, and a similar kind of situation where, according to the Agenda 21 map, they want everybody off this land. And they also do it using so-called environmental groups here that prohibit ranchers from doing this and that. And just one other thing, when this fire started here in 2014, they say it started with lightning strikes. I don't know. It could have been directed energy weapons. But I've heard the conversation between the smoke jumpers who were circling where the fire started, which was very small, and the authorities, I think it might have been the DNR or the BLM, and they requested permission to jump on the fire because they could control it, and that permission was refused. And that fire subsequently grew into a 300,000-acre fire that destroyed 300-plus homes. So it could have been prevented, but they said no. So,
well, thanks for the information, Sammy. I'm going to get to another caller, but I'm going to take into account what you said there in these past fires up in your neck of the woods. And more research needs to be done, more writing about those, more documenting of those to put them together with what's been going on in California in more recent years. We have another caller, yeah. John from California. You out there still, John? Did you hang on?
Hello. Yeah, hello there, Mark.
Hello there. We only got a couple of minutes. I'll have to ask you to keep it brief.
Sure, sure, okay. As best I could put it together from your female guest, I guess her name is Arlene. And Arlene, okay. And it sounded like she was saying that she quoted another electrical engineer as having said that when the PG&E power lines had a short circuit on their distribution system, which was probably miles away from any of these homes that were destroyed by fires, that somehow it set up some kind of an arcing situation inside the homes, and that was what caused the high an electrical fire of higher heat. And what he was getting at there, I am an electrical engineer, and but the statement, as I understood her to say it, is just ridiculous, because there are instances of short circuits on distribution lines that, for instance, Southern California Edison has distribution lines of 12,000 volts three phase, and also 34,500 volts three phase. And any number of times a day or in a week, there might be some kind of a short circuit on a power line where one phase comes into contact with another due to high winds or something. Or anyway, but all the arcing energy occurs at the point of the arc on the high voltage system. And all it does to homes that are miles away is just cause their power to go out. It doesn't cause any arcing within their 240-volt system inside their house. That's ridiculous. At least that's what I understood her to mean when she quoted that electrical engineer. So that guy must have either worked for the utility system or was a plant. I don't know if she got a name of the guy or anything or has any access to him again. But
I'm going to have... I appreciate your input, John, and it's food for thought. We are winding up the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Orlene Curla, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure. Wish I could have time to answer, John, but maybe another time.
Okay.
What we'll do is we'll write up an article and post it on the RBN website, ladies and gentlemen, to document what we talked about today and try and answer that question. Thanks again, Orlene.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We'll see you next time this coming Wednesday on Stop the Presses.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.